of God, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. God has been speaking for a long time and telling us what we need to do and how we need to do it. And as I listened to the news last night, the very thing that God told us is the very thing that was announced on the news yesterday. To expect a possible cyber attack. People of God, it is time to wake up and pray. It is time to wake up and do what God told us to do. Do what God has said for us to do. For those of you who don't know, it is time to get your canned goods. It is time to start buying your dry goods. It is time to start, if you need have any currency in the bank, take out some. If you've got savings, take out some. Put it in an envelope. Hide it from yourself in the house. It is time to buy your water. It is time to get your batteries and your torches and everything. Just think, if there was an emergency, if there was an alert, an emergency in your city, in your town, what would you do? Would you be running around and not knowing what to do? It is time to prepare yourself so that if there was an emergency, if there was a nationwide emergency, if something happened, if there was a red alert in your city, in your town, in your country, okay, you would be ready. Why? Because you are prepared in every possible way. If something was to happen to your water, are you ready? If something was to happen to your gas, are you ready? If there was a total shutdown on energy, are you ready? On your power, are you ready? People of God, it is time to not only be ready in the physical, but to be ready in the spiritual. God is calling you today to get ready. Position yourself in prayer. Position yourself and seek the Lord. This is not time to be thinking about the material things of this life. This is not time to be going out and buying this and buying that. That is not essential. You must be seeking God. You must be looking to God. The Bible says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Your only help is going to come from God. And how are you going to hear from God if you are not praying? You need to be praying. And if you don't know how to pray, you need to learn how to pray. You need to be in position that if destruction was to hit, if something was to happen, you're in position to hear from God. God speak to you. You are able to shift. You're at the right place at the right time. Not at the wrong place at the wrong time. Because if you're at the wrong place, then destruction will hit you. It is time, people of God, to wake up. Wake up, people of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is time to wake up. Do not be focusing in on the flesh. The flesh. It is time now to be led by the Spirit of God and let the Spirit of God lead you. We need to be led by the Spirit and not be led by the flesh. It is not time for the fleshy time. It is time to be in the Spirit, to hear from God. It is time to wail. It is time to cry out. It is time to say, Abba, Father, have mercy upon us as a people. Have mercy upon us as a nation. It is time, people of God, for such a time as this to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. It is time to get down on your knees and pray. It is time to look up and pray. It is time to wail and seek the face of God. The Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, humble yourself and pray and seek the face of God. Only then are we going to hear from heaven. And if you don't position yourself in prayer, how are you going to hear from heaven for such a time as this? People of God, it is time to rise up in his power, rise up in his strength, rise up knowing God, rise up on fire for God, rise up, awake, awake, Zion, awake. It's time to wake up and look, listen, see, be observant, look around you, don't walk around blind, listen, look around you, observe, see, the end of time is near, Jesus is coming soon, Jesus is coming soon, sooner than you think, soon and very soon, I'm telling you, and you need to be in position, you need to have your house in order, hallelujah, what is it going to profit to gain everything in this world and lose your soul, lose your life, lose your soul, and suddenly God said, and suddenly we're going to hear stuff happening, and suddenly I believe that God is going to pour out his spirit, but if you're not praying, hallelujah, how are you going to experience revival, how are you going to experience the Holy Ghost fire, hallelujah, I pray the Holy Ghost fire of God touch you this morning, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will experience the fire of God in your life, the fire of God in your home, the fire of God in ministry, I pray the fire of God, that God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, as it is written, so let it be, that God will ignite you, touch you, help you, deliver you, heal you, save you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that a fresh oil from the throne room of God. I pray that you will know him, that you will know the King of Kings, that you will know the Lord of Lords, that you will know the conquering Lion of Judah, who is able to break every chain. I pray that you will wake up, know who God is. God is real. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It is time, people, to wake up and be alert in the spirit. Wake up and pray. Wake up and prepare. Hallelujah. Wake up, hallelujah, and do that which God has told us to do. Get your water. Get your canned goods. Don't worry if you didn't eat canned goods before. Go and get your canned goods. Go and prepare yourself. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. Get your temple in order. And get your natural, physical house in order for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to hear more information, go on to www.arisetoglowtv. Go on, download the app. It is time. Listen to some prayers. Go onto the audio channel and listen to the prayers. Listen to them. Be ignited. You need to get ignited. Be ignited. Put it on replay. Rewind. Rewind until you feel the fire, the Holy Ghost fire of God. Download the app for Arise to Glow TV and listen to the prayers on the audio channel. Listen to them. Hallelujah. Over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Until you feel the fire of God. It is time for the fire. It is not time to be lukewarm. It is time to be on fire. Hallelujah. On fire. Fire, 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 fire. Let the fire of God fall on you today. Let the fire of God be upon you today. It is time for fire. No lukewarm. No in between. You need to be on fire. Fire for God. You need to be on fire so that you will hear from God. You need to be on fire so that God can speak to you. You need to be on fire so that you can rise up and do what God would have you to do at this time, for such a time as this. May God bless you. May God be with you. May your eyes be open today. May you be observant of what's happening around you. Do not be quick just to go out for the sake of going out, but be quick to pray and seek the face of God for such a time as this. God bless you. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.